Good morning. Happy Sabbath. All right, happy Sabbath. All right, sounding better. Do y'all believe that God helps us to be faithful no matter what happens? Do y'all believe that whatever happens, God can help us to have faith no matter what? Great. So, listen carefully. I'm going to give you all some instructions. Two of you all are holding a piece of paper in your hand, and it has a number. When I call that number, just raise your hand, and I'm going to have some questions for you. The rest of you all, I'm going to give y'all a chalkboard, okay? Listen carefully. I'm going to give you all a chalkboard, and I want you to draw as though you had a dream about a cow last night, and do it quickly, okay? Draw a cow, or draw like you had a dream about a cow. Draw whatever you think this dream might be, okay? All right. In the meantime, let me deal with my two numbers here. Number one. Okay, number one. Tallulah. Tallulah. I heard this morning you stole some chips out of the pastor's office today. Did you do it? Are you sure you did not do it? I don't know. I have proof. Do you see that? I tell you what, if you didn't do it, where were you at 10:45 a.m. this morning? Where were you? Where were you? I don't believe you. Tallulah, go to prison. Go sit in that chair over there now. You're guilty. Number two. Kelly, not you. Kelly, I saw you standing by the pastor's office watching to see if she can get those chips for y'all two to eat them today. Is this true? It's true? You're guilty? You didn't do it? I don't believe you. Where were you at 10:44 this morning? Where were you? Where were you? I don't believe you. Go to jail. Get up. Go to jail. You're guilty. No. Are y'all drawing y'all cows? Y'all better draw them quickly. Come on. So, let me ask you. Are y'all sure? Are y'all sure you're not guilty? What do y'all do? What do y'all think? Do y'all think that they're guilty? Do y'all think that they are guilty? Well, how you know? I got the evidence right here. Are y'all sure? Okay. Well, we'll get to the bottom of this. Quickly draw those cows. Quickly draw them. Okay. 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 Quickly draw the cows. All right. Now, you two over there, I think y'all still looking guilty. Stay in prison. Nope. Y'all are guilty. Quickly collect those. Quickly collect the boards. Collect them. Collect them. Quickly. Quickly collect them. Do y'all think that they're innocent? Do you think that they're innocent over there? Look at their faces. Look at them. Can you tell? I don't know. I'm thinking they're guilty. Okay. Can you go up there and ask Kelly? Is she guilty?
No.
You're not guilty.
Do you think you're guilty?
Okay, Kelly, you're released. You can come down here. Now, I don't know about that one. She looking too pretty up there.
No.
You're not guilty? Okay, you can come on down here. All right. Can y'all see these pictures up here? Can y'all see these pictures? Can y'all tell me what were these dreams about? Can anybody tell me what the dream was about? Kelly, tell me what these dreams were about.
Like the dream that Pharaoh had about those cows.
You weren't supposed to know that. Next, let me get somebody else. Can anybody else tell me? Okay. If that's the dream, can you tell me the order? What's going on there? Because I can't even really tell. What is this right here? Are these cows? Do they look like cows? No. They're kind of strange looking. Is it strange?
Yes.
Would you be able to read that and tell me what those dreams are about? Looks kind of strange, doesn't it? Doesn't it look kind of strange? If y'all see some of these pictures, y'all would be like, what is going on? I don't understand. So, let me ask you. Tree, would you come up here with the microphone, please? I got some questions to ask. Tallulah, can you tell me how did it feel when you were being accused of something you didn't do? Not good, huh? Kelly, what about you? How did you feel?
Guilty.
You feel guilty, huh? Even though you didn't do it, you still feel guilty. It makes you question, did I really do it? Right? Yeah. Did I believe you? I didn't believe y'all, huh? How did that make you feel? Kind of sad, maybe? Alone? Nervous? Angry, right, Kelly? Right, Tallulah? Yeah. So, and these pictures up here, we really couldn't understand those neither, huh? So, have you ever had a dream that you couldn't remember? Or have you ever had a dream that really didn't make sense? Today's story is about dreams that left someone very puzzled. There was a man named Potiphar who put Joseph in prison after Potiphar's wife accused Joseph of a crime. And God knew that Joseph was innocent. He did. God knew that Joseph was innocent. But he let Joseph go to prison anyway? Sometimes God lets his people be put in the strangest places for a special reason. God blessed Joseph even in prison. The prison warden noticed the good work Joseph did. He soon put Joseph in charge of the other prisoners. Joseph noticed that these men were sad. There were two men, and he noticed that they were sad. They both had just had dreams they could not understand. Just like these over here. I can't understand them cows looking over there. I don't know what's going on in that dream. Joseph knew about the dream. He listened to the men's stories. God helped him to tell the meaning of their dreams. The cupbearer returned to work for the king, but the baker did not. What happened to the baker? Yes, Kelly.
He died.
That's right. But Joseph had asked the cupbearer to mention him to Pharaoh in hopes of getting out of prison. Aren't y'all glad y'all out of prison? You didn't want to be guilty of something you didn't do, huh? Yeah. But the cupbearer forgot all about Joseph, and Joseph spent two more long years in prison after that. One night, Pharaoh had two dreams. In the first, he saw seven fat cows eating grass on the riverbank. But out of nowhere came seven skinny, scrawny little cows and ate up the fat ones. Ooh. In a second dream Pharaoh had, he saw seven ears of healthy corn, kind of sort of like grain, Suddenly, the 7 little bitty unhealthy ears of corn appeared and swallowed up the healthy ones. Isn't that crazy, Dream? These dreams disturbed Pharaoh so much that he couldn't even sleep. He wondered, what does the dream mean? No one in Pharaoh's palace could understand the dreams. Then the king cupbearer remembered who?
Joseph.
Go ahead, Kelly. He remembered Joseph. That's right. And Joseph told Pharaoh that God sometimes gives people dreams. He had given these to Pharaoh, and he had given Joseph the meaning of them. Your two dreams are the same, Joseph explained. For the next 7 years, Egypt will grow more food than it can possibly handle. So much food, it will be an overflow, right? The cows and the grain will be fat. Then the 7 years after that will be very sad. It will be so sad that no food will grow, and many people will be starving. You should build more storehouses, he said. Keep the extra grain grown in the fat years. If you do that, Egypt will have enough food for the years of the famine when there is nothing growing. So Pharaoh agreed to Joseph. He decided that Joseph was a wise man. So he set him in charge of building the storehouses. And Pharaoh gave Joseph the official title over all of Egypt. Now listen here. Truly, the Lord was with Joseph, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. And he had left Joseph in the prison for a reason. When bad things happen to us, we can be faithful just like Joseph. God can help us to be faithful to him, the God we are learning about in our homes and in our church families. He can do great things with our lives no matter where we go or what happens. So do you see that even though he got thrown into prison and it was a bad thing, God used it for good. And he kept his faith because he was a good worker, right?
Yes.
So remember, no matter what situations you're in, as you grow up, God will still use you and always remain faithful. All right? Would anyone like to pray? Okay. Kelly, you can go ahead and start.
Dear God, thank for all done. Thank for protection, guidance, and always being with us. Thank for always guiding us. Thank for letting us come to church today to worship you. Thank for answering our prayers to fix my dad's car. Thank for protecting us and guiding us always where we are. And thank for always being with us wherever we are at. Amen.